The Star-Spangled Banner, Old Glory, the red, white, and blue. Our flag has many names, and it symbolizes different things to different people. Over the past 4 years, the U.S. flag has been predominantly displayed by supporters of President Trump, so much so that when we asked listeners what they thought about the American symbol these days, many echo the thoughts of Heather Ivey of South Carolina.
A reckless band of miscreants has stolen and perverted that figure for me. They have usurped our nation's symbol of unity and cheaply rebranded it with disregard and mockery. They have changed the meaning of the grand old flag for me. I do not want to be misidentified as a Make America Great Again person. So yes, my relationship and my perspective of the flag has certainly morphed.
But then in November, when President-elect Joe Biden won the 2020 election, many of his supporters took to the streets to celebrate, waving U.S. flags that they had stored away for years. Listener Lorraine Dewey of North Carolina says she felt compelled to hang up her flag again.
God bless America. I can hang my flag out now and not have it represent hate and bigotry and just the god-awful stuff that's been going on for the last 4 years. I can't be any more excited than I am right now, and I want you to know I love you all.
For Judy Bartek of Massachusetts, Biden's win renewed her love for the flag.
It represents our caring about one another, being kind, respectful for our differences. It represents the opportunity for healing as a nation.
For other listeners, President Trump's loss has made them question if the flag represents them anymore, while others told us they've never questioned the flag and that it stands for freedom. So what do all of these evolving perceptions of the flag really mean? And what do they say about the state of our politics? Ben Gaskins, professor of political science at Lewis and Clark University in Portland, has been looking into this and he joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on.
President Trump politicized the significance of the flag, but this isn't the first time that the U.S. flag has divided the country. The Vietnam War and more recently 9/11 were two national events that galvanized people either around the flag or against the flag. What symbolic role does the flag play?
Well, the flag is one of the most meaningful symbols of what it means to be American for a majority of the country. And polls have consistently shown that the flag represents to people these ideas of freedom and liberty, equality, and democracy. And the United States has long been thought of to be a creedal nation. That means that people can be Americans if they adopt this American creed, regardless of their race, religion, or national origin. But that creed, what it means to be American, is contested and it's complicated, and it means different things to different people across the political spectrum. And so how people approach the flag and how they view it will also be dependent upon their political ideology in the moment that we are in. But Americans have long had a strong notion of civil religion, where patriotic sentiments are often closely intertwined with their religious sentiments and their religious identity. And Americans tend to sacralize our founding documents and individuals like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other of our founders. And so that means that our civil religion affects our political discourse, and it takes on kind of a religious character, where political leaders use patriotic and religious language to demonstrate their Americanness, to elevate political discourse, and also to really play up into this mythologizing of American exceptionalism and American character. And so Americans follow suit, and a Gallup poll shows that 86% of Americans see displaying the flag as an important part of patriotism and demonstrating this American character.
How has President Trump's use of the flag and the way his administration has embraced the stars and stripes different or similar to past presidents?
Well, all presidents and political actors will use patriotism and the symbols of the nation. It's not unique for President Trump to try to use symbols of the country like the flag and patriotism to really justify his presidency and to try to, I guess, unify the country. But that last question about unification, I think really does stand out for President Trump, where patriotism and these symbols of the country, the flag itself, has moved more to become a political weapon rather than a statement of unity. So President Trump has been very clear in his efforts to connect his policies and his persona and support for him with support for the country and patriotism. He's criticized his political opponents as being un-American or even hating America for being unpatriotic. President Trump has criticized very strongly athletes for not standing for the national anthem and argued that they are disrespecting the flag and therefore disrespecting the military and the country overall. And so I think that is really different than what we have seen in the past. And it helps to understand why we have seen such an extension of the partisan divide on how the flag is perceived and how patriotism is understood.
That wedge that you're referring to, it seems to be closing just a bit. We've seen, especially after the presidential election, a movement of what people call reclaiming of the flag. What exactly does that mean?
We've seen over a long period of time, Republicans being somewhat more patriotic or willing to say that they are patriotic or extremely proud to be an American than Democrats. But for Democrats especially, this seems to be very contingent on who is in power. During Obama's administration, Democrats' patriotism or their willingness to say that they are very proud to be American went up pretty substantially, went up over 10 points. And when Trump was in office, Democrats' support or their pride in being American dropped in half. And so it seems to be very contingent. And part of that is because of President Trump's desire to link support for him and support for his policies with being American and with being patriotic. And so as Trump is preparing to leave office, many people on the left and Democrats are trying to reclaim that universality of these American symbols like the flag to say that even though conservatives and Republicans tend to report being more patriotic, of having greater pride in their American identity, that these symbols and these attitudes are not a partisan thing, that Democrats and people on the left love their country just as much as Republicans and people on the right, even if they have different attitudes and different approaches to demonstrating that. There seems to be a concerted effort by many groups on the left to try to argue that what the American flag represents, what Americanism means, is something different, that it represents inclusiveness, that it represents equality and freedom in a way that is very important for people on the left and their ideology.
And with that, though, is there really any other symbol that can really bring together people in this way, a symbol that holds the same value? What other symbols of unity might actually emerge or need to emerge to provide what you're talking about?
It's a great question. And one of the challenges of our current political moment is we are polarized not just on policy, but we are polarized socially as well. And so Republicans and Democrats not only have different attitudes towards spending and social welfare and things like that, but they have different ways of living, different ways of seeing the world. And so there are fewer things that the political parties will have in common in terms of their lifestyle, their things that they enjoy, the things that represent who they are, where they live. People are becoming more fragmented in all of those patterns. So I think it's heartening in one way that there is such an effort by groups on the left to reclaim the flag, because it really is one of the few symbols that people across the political spectrum really can hold to.
That's Ben Gaskins, professor of political science at Lewis and Clark University in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we want to thank all of our listeners who wrote and called in to share their thoughts on the U.S. flag.